zone, number 1976, John H. Legg. Mr. Dukes, actually, the next public hearing, ordinance 2308, is also yours and is tied to this property. Would you like to consolidate your presentations this evening? Okay. All right, then. That's what we'll do.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I'm going to flip the order because the future land use map amendment goes before the change of zone. So ordinance 2308 is an ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel and its district 135, map 11, parcel 82.00. The property is lying on the northeast side of Gravel Hill Road, which is route 30, approximately 0.14 miles southeast of Lewis Georgetown Highway, which is route 9. The 911 address is 20093 Gravel Hill Road, Georgetown, and the tax parcel is district 135, map 11. Parcel 82.00, submitted into the record for the ordinance. Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the ordinance as it was introduced by County Council on May 23rd of last year. We also have a copy of the plus comments that have been received dated August 21st of this year, and we have received zero comments. Application CZ 1976 is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an LI1 limited industrial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 14.42 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of Gravel Hill Road, which is route 30, approximately 0.14 miles southeast of Lewis Georgetown Highway, which is route 9, the 911 address. It's 20093 Gravel Hill Road, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 11, Parcel 82.00, and submitted into the record for the change of zone application, Mr. Chairman. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of the applicant survey. We have a copy of the staff analysis, and we do have one letter in opposition, which is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
All right, sir. Mr. Dukes.
For the record, my name is Hal Dukes from the Waltham Hotel and Razor. This situation is unique because this site has been used.
Mr. Dukes, I don't think your mic's on. Do you mind pushing the button there?
There you go. Okay, there we go. This situation is unique because the site's been used in its present form for almost 100 years. Mr. Best, old man Best, told us that years ago that he got a job as a boy emptying concrete bags into the mixer there. That was back in the 1930s and late 20s. And then when World War II came, the federal government took over this site and used the concrete operation for Fort Miles. Then they brought the site back, and it was an asphalt site. It's one of the reasons why the Gravel Hill Yard was located, because it's on the rail line there. The rail line's still there. Somehow, in the course of record keeping in this county, this got forgotten. And it was brought to our attention a number of years ago, and we've been kind of figuring out how to handle this, so here we are. And for the record, we did have a presentation maybe a year or two ago, and we just incorporate that presentation here to save time for you guys, because you all look hungry.
Okay, then. All right. Well, Mr. Dukes, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start once again with Ms. Wingate.
I don't have any questions. I just have a comment that I was shocked that it was still listed as AR1, because you just answered my question. How long has it been like that? That's all I remember is stuff being on that site.
And I think that observation's been made before that somehow this was just an oversight.
Yeah.
That place has been
forever.
Yeah. For 100 years, as the man said.
I would like to see it cleaned up, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the public comment that raised some objections and concerns because of some of what's already there. I think there may be a single wide trailer, if I recall correctly, that there were some concerns about how that's kept and anything that might be done to improve the property so that the neighbor who complained about that might
Mr. Light can explain that possibly, but the truth of the matter is this property was there for a long time before this person even moved to the area. It's becoming a situation in Sussex County that you folks have to deal with all the time. The people move down here, and suddenly everything's supposed to change.
No other questions?
Butler.
I have none.
Okay. Anybody else?
One, if I may, just going back, because this has been going on for years. The staff were initially drawn to this because there was a shooting element of the
Correct, and that's been eliminated, and the person who is actually participating in that has opened an indoor range on at Nassau on Route 1.
Thank you. That's it.
What was it, a shooting range there?
There was briefly, and that's what led us to start looking at the use.
What happened is the police, the town police officers used to go there and practice at the site. But it has to be approved every 10 years, I think. And enough people had moved into the area that eliminated that opportunity to get it continued.
Okay, anything else? All right, sir, take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of ordinance number 2308 change of zone number 1976, John H. Legg? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We also thank you